The House of Delegates has passed a bill that would effectively put an end to greyhound racing in the state, according to its opponents. Senate Bill 437 discontinues the Greyhound Breeding and Development Fund, putting about $14 million back into excess lottery revenue accounts for lawmakers to appropriate in the upcoming fiscal year. The bill was approved last week in the Senate on a 19-15 vote. The fund was created by the state legislature in 1994 and helped support greyhound racing at the state's two racetrack casinos in Wheeling and Nitro. It's made up of a small percentage of the money bet at table and video lottery games at those locations and helps pay breeders as well as the winnings on races. Greyhound officials have said eliminating the fund would cut 1,700 jobs in the industry. Several delegates, mostly Democrats, spoke against the bill during a Saturday floor session, like Joe Canestrero of Marshall County.
All this body has done is voted to cut low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit under the illusion that we're right-sizing government. No, what we're doing is we're taking jobs and revenue from each of our districts is what we've done.
Delegate Erica Storch of Ohio County was the only Republican member of the body to speak in opposition to the bill. She says the entire state reaps the benefits of greyhound racing.
All of your districts get money from the racinos in our state and the Greenbrier. I would imagine if you speak to your mayors and commissioners, they will tell you about their uses for this money. Based on a study in Iowa, a year after they eliminated greyhound racing, their figures dropped 20%. Every district in the state will feel this.
Delegate Sean Fluharty, a Democrat from Ohio County, pointed out the secondary jobs that cutting the Greyhound Fund could impact.
Sarah's Kennels in Wheeling. They spend $5,000 a week on food and vitamins for the Greyhounds. Now, where do they purchase that? Tri-State Kennel Supply in Brook County. They purchase vehicles. A typical kennel truck costs $60,000. Sarah's Kennels owns 10 of them. Where did they purchase them? Robinson Chevrolet and Wheeling. And then driving those kennel trucks, who drives them? Employees, up and down Route 2. How much do they pay a week in just fuel? They average around $300 per week in just fuel. How many small businesses will be impacted?
Only four delegates spoke in support of the bill, including House Finance Chair Eric Nelson, who says the industry is dying in the state, and it's time for lawmakers to make tough budgetary decisions.
At the end of the day, we ask the question of priority. And this happens to be a priority where we use certain amount of state dollars to support a purse fund. So the priority is, do we use this amount of money to support purses, or do we look at our higher education and have an effect on that? Do we look at some of our health programs? The alternative are some serious cuts to other areas that will also have serious effects on many, many citizens of West Virginia. Mr. Speaker, there's no easy decisions with this budget.
Senate Bill 437 passed 56-44 and now heads to the Senate before moving on to Governor Jim Justice for a signature. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick at the State House.